pardon you. Can you hear that lovely blackbird singing?
Mm-hmm. You've done any audio booze?
I'm doing one now.
Great.
I haven't done any till now. That bird sound lovely, it kind of echoes. Ice cream man. What? Is he waiting for you to give him something?
He's laid down in the box.
He's got a cheek, isn't he? He's got a real cheek. Did you find any gloves? Tassimo! You remember that day?
I think I would have been less insulted if it had been his ex, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I thought, at least he's got history with her.
And he probably was together with her longer. Tassimo!
Mm-hmm.
I'm joking. I might Arnie a Tassimo in a minute. Shut up. I forgot to put off, a food waste bin back in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? Because mm-hmm. Oh, I washed it out and I left it to dry and I forgot to put the bag back in. Is that Lloyd?
No.
Oh, good.
I
think I might join you. Arnie was trying to sort her password out on that. She had to request a new password on that thing and he kept ringing her constantly while she was trying to do it. Here. Tassimo. Did you hear that she thinks Louis is getting back with Ruby? And he's been talking to Lucy. Do you remember Lucy?
I only met her once.
I think I only met her once as well. I spoke to her on the phone. Because it was when we were in Greece. I can't believe it was all that those years ago. Why? Not even me. What have I done? Thanks. What about Connor?
Mm-hmm.
What's he done?
Okay. But I mean, everyone. But...
Okay. Granddad? Yes. Granddad's made me a shelf for the clock.
Oh,
It's really nice. It's elm. Nan doesn't think we could have it there.
Why?
Because she doesn't think it's right. But I don't see it's any different to the way she's got it in her room. She wants to have it over there. I don't really want it there.
Over where?
Above the settee.
Oh, no, because I want to pick me up now. Because I'm going to have to get rid
of it. Oh, we can't have it where we come in the front door because I'm frightened I'm going to knock it. You know, if you're bringing stuff in, you know what I mean? If you're carrying stuff in, it might get knocked down. I think that corner's the ideal place because it's like at hers. Mm. It's exactly the same. She's got the window in the same place. She's the clock there, the window there, and she's even got a TV light in the same position because she said it's going to disturb us when we're watching TV. It doesn't.
Make a difference above the
settee,
then?
Well, that's worse, I think. Mm. She did say above the dining table, but the picture's there. Mm. And I'm not going to start moving that. I think that's the obvious place for it. She said, well, I hear it in the rest of the house. I will. It doesn't disturb me when it's on there, you know, when they're watching TV and it chimes. And it's not as loud as this one used to be, the grandfather clock. And that used to chime every quarter of an hour. And it had a very loud chime. Well, it would do because it's big. You're eating yogurts again.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to want a dinner, do you?
I don't want dinner.
You don't?
Mm. I told you that.
Well, I don't know what to have.
I told you that.
I can't remember, what was it, a cheese and onion or something?
No.
What was it? I could do myself some new potatoes and salad or something. Huh?
Or mash.
Yeah, I'll mash. There's a few salad potatoes left, I think I might use those. Because there's only enough for one person. And then I won't have to peel them. No, he won't do, brother.
What?
He didn't put anything else back. I'd really be very surprised if he did, wouldn't
you?
Oh,
he has.
What's he put?
Can you bring my hat and jumper, please?
Where's his hat?
So that jumper you're wearing?
Yeah.
It's got to go.
Yeah.
How petty.
I just got back your course.
You should put on jog on, love.
It's going to be very awkward.
I'll get it over with as quick as possible.
Is that? He's not mentioned this jumper since the day he gave it to me, which was February. He's not mentioned it again.
But he's obviously remembered it. How did you end up with his hat?
Gave it to me the other week.
My hat?
I'm collecting my stuff from you at Victoria, at Vic tomorrow around 3ish. You can call yourself there, yes. Can you bring my hat and jumper, please? And I'll put you, yeah, of course. What an arsehole.
Oh, well. There's plenty more fish in the sea. .com.
Thanks.
Is that what he put?
Mm. Kind of like conversation, I think. I'm not going to tone it.
Well, it's hardly a conversation, is it, really?
It's a bit to me to put something back to that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, don't bother.
absolute knob.
No, he's not, is it?
I've dealt with him as such an arsehole.
You've dealt with plenty.
I've dealt with plenty. He's affected me to put back. No worries, did it. Trying to make. I know what he's doing, and I'm not going to. I'm not entertaining
him.
No,
don't
him.
Bother. Don't waste your credit.
What's that thing I put on WhatsApp? That's what I put on there. He won't see it because it's too, I think it's deleted me, but. It's like my. You know, like your profile thing?
Mm.
Says.
Like Kieran's is, I'm still medium cool. Wow. It's been like that for years. Still, no, it says Kieran Miller is still medium cool.
It says, don't waste words on people who deserve your silence. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can say is nothing at all.
It's true.
And that's what I've got on there. And the other one is, I only owe my loyalty to those who never made me question theirs. The two things I've got on there.
Kieran Miller is still medium cool.
Can you bring my hat and jumper, please? Yeah, of course. Get back on. Go and get back on plenty of fish.
I feel well for that now.
You will do. That was a nice.
And two sandwiches.
They were lovely sandwiches.
Six and two yoghurts.
Are all those yoghurts gone?
No, there's got five left.
What flavour were they?
Coconut.
Oh. And, well, are they zero for fat?
You know what I'd love to do?
What?
I'd never do it, though. Take the oil up there with me.
What would he do, though? He'd get the wrong idea, though, wouldn't he, if you did that?
Who?
Lloyd.
Mm.
That's the trouble.
The trouble is just go and take stuff and leave, and just leave with a bit of dignity. Mm.
I'm yeah. going to do that.
Good. Do that then. Do yourself. Just forget him.
Put it down to a bad experience.
I think this is supposed to be for Dad then.
What?
Just think of Connor. Might be a CD or
something. Yeah, I said that. Can you get me that card, please?
Yeah, what happened, Santa? How?
Are you going to wash that?
I'm going to go back and get it.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it looks like.
I wouldn't bother. I'll just, yeah. I would, why worry?
Surely he's capable of washing his own fucking clothes.
I wouldn't bother washing it for him.
I can't believe how petty that is. It's because it...
Pardon you. Sorry.
He doesn't like the way I put that message across, like, as arranged. Da, 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 da.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
He probably expects me to grovel. Oh. Is it still right for him to pick myself up tomorrow? Or something like that, do you know what I mean? Mm. Because I haven't, he's put yes and I haven't replied. He's had to come back with something else.
Mm.
And make it look like he doesn't care either, because I've got my hat and my top that you've had for months. I should cut it all up and put it in shreds.
You should say, here's your jumper.
Be careful, you won't be able to fall apart, go up.
You should have said, I think there's some, the moths have been at here. Yeah. That's true. Ask Anne if she wants a Tassimo. What do you want, coffee?
Yes, please.
Okay.
You have coffee?
Yeah, I think I will, actually. I don't usually have one this late, but... Can you just run through what ones there are, please? I'm getting a bit low on the milk, so that's the thing. I meant to order some more this week.
There's Costa Americano.
Yeah.
Espresso.
Is that all?
Yeah, there is chopped tomatoes here.
Oh, good.
There's chamomile, apple and carrot, kind
of. No, I know that. That's not Tassimo, though.
Colombian.
Oh, see, Well, I'll have one of those. Actually, is there enough for two of those? Those Kenko ones. Okay, I'll just get two of them out, please. And is there any milks? I don't like those big ones. They're for the lattes, and I don't really like those with that. I really think I'm running out of milk. I think they're not the big ones.
No.
Okay, hello everyone, this is ABC day 24. Less than a week to go now. And my sister's here doing my garden as arranged. I'm just going to make her a tessivo. Someone's left. And got the tassimos out. I nearly swore then. Dear. Let me go and ask him. Hold on. Where did you put the tassimos? Okay, thanks. And can you bring me that card down? It's quite cold out now. You said it was in front of the... Oh, yeah. I'm so blind. He said it was in front of the tassimo machine. I don't know how I missed it. It was. Or are they is? Now, I'm just going to refill the tank. Take the thing out from last time. That's not good. Okay. Here we come. Oops. Bash my teeth on the way. Okay. Now let's find some suitable cups. That's one. Two. Oh. My sister will want sugar in hers. What are you after? Coming back. It doesn't look like he is, does it? Typical. It's a wonder Lloyd hasn't been down here by now. Probably because you didn't answer his calls. Thank you. That coffee smells lovely. Quite finished. Take it, that's a yes. Oh dear, it's a bit full. Coffee's here. I would bring it out, but it's a bit full. I don't want to tip it away because it's tipping the froth away then. Mine's going to be the same because it's the same cup. Tip a tiny bit of mine away actually. Tip a tiny bit of this in there. What a waste of it. Are you being temperamental, Tassimo? Don't think it's put any milk in it. Oh, for goodness sake. I reckon it's because that's really stupid. There's not enough water in the thing, but it doesn't need water. You didn't need water to put the milk in. Did you? Freezing down here because the door is open. Absolutely freezing. Nice. It's still a bit full. Postponed my appointment because my sleep was so awful and I didn't feel like it.
No one do anything for me.
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
How's Mindy?
Dazed.
Oh, alright.
She won't even eat.
Oh. She probably will later.
Hello, Lamy.
Yeah, he's
deaf.
You weren't driving because you read it straight away.
Yeah, because I was in a car driving.
How
could
you be driving?
I don't really care. I
said
I was driving.
It's fucking rude, you are.
Yeah.
Happy days. Happy.
I've had a cigarette all afternoon.
That's right.
My heart bleeds for you.
He's upstairs. I think he's asleep. What?
What do you want me to do? Bow down and cry or something?
Happy days are here again.
While you're sitting there waiting for me to clear up
the
garden.
With your duffer t-shirt, mate.
We must go back tomorrow.
Good.
While I'm clearing up the garden, could you not just pop to the shop?
Oh, you put on fucking weight, dog.
That's because he's cutting.
He needs cutting. A lot of that's fur.
Is it?
Yeah. He is a bit overweight, but just not that much.
I'm not going to the shops. No.
Shop's just down there.
I'm not going to the shops.
Well, go on the way. Oh, no, if you sit on my car, don't sit on that. Get off. Lammy, get off.
Everyone does what they want to do.
Oh, now
is... Wait a minute. You've always done what you want to do, so don't give me that shit, mate.
Where's the car
Don't give it to me, mate. Give it to the kids. Don't give it to me.
Lammy, you've ruined it now.
Don't give it to me. Mate.
Where's the card gone? Is it on the floor? Look, that went with that.
Yes, don't email. Have you got a pen, Lord?
In the car, yeah, I haven't got a pen on.
Yeah,
I don't want to go up to the car.
Mel needs to borrow a pen.
Well, Mel's having a pen in the house.
I haven't.
Yeah, she really uses a pen.
Well, why not?
Well, I do need to sign things sometimes.
Exactly.
But I haven't got one.
Where's my keys?
Thanks.
Got my keys. Make me a cup of tea.
Pause recording.
Yeah, go shut up. Must be a number 50 by now. Right?
I don't think she expects it off of you.
She wants it from me, 100%. You not done yet, Mark? No, I don't think I've got any stamps now.
Oh, don't worry.
Actually, let me have a look at my bag. Come
on. Oh, thanks. This is a slice of life for you. On ABC, day 15. Oh, day 15, day 24. All the doors in this house need oiling. They're all going...
I think I might have some oil in the car.
Have you?
Not Kyle.
You know, yeah.
Well, that's all right for doors, isn't it? Oh, any oil.
Same thing, it's lubricant.
I mean, any oil will do, even cooking oil is all right on the door. That one creaks, those two, that one over there. Hello, mate. Well, I ain't seen you for a long time, Joe. Lamb is getting involved. Look, is he coming over?
No,
he's looking daggers. Lloyd said I've put on...
That Lemmy looks fat, mate. He looks like he's put on weight.
Well, he has got a lot of fur on him.
That's probably what it is, but I mean, to me, I've not seen him like that. He looks like...
He's like a walking edge.
A little balloon.
I beg your pardon. How bloody rude are you?
No, I don't think I have, you know.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for looking in.
I've only got 5 years left in my bloody passport.
Well, that's a lot.
Is it?
Well, 5 years. I've only got three left on mine, I think. No, two.
Mine runs out 2020.
Mine runs out in 17.
March, September 2020.
It's 1852 now, and... Oh, sorry, that came out unbidden. Or whatever the word is. Really sorry about that, folks. They just left. That was my sister. My younger nephew, the older one, was here earlier. I don't think I've got anything up in an audio boo. And my sister's ex. As in long-term partner he was. That's why they started arguing. He's their younger two kids' father. So that's why he's always hanging around. Well, that's not really why he hangs around. I'm going to go and have a look at my garden, but I don't really want to go out because it's cold. Oh, it's cold. Let's go and have a look out here. It's a bit windy. And I'm going to have a look at this. It was very overgrown, and where you're meant to walk up the middle of the garden was like a tunnel because... So overgrown on either side. Oh, it's nice and wide again now. You can actually walk. I'm walking in the garden. It's very uneven. It needs levelling out, this grass. It's really bumpy. I'm sure it never used to be like that. It's nice to be able to even walk up here. And I don't know where Pinky is. That's the worry. Pinky! It's a bit worrying. It smells very nice where it's been. The grass has been cut. It feels wider. It's really uneven, though. It's not good. I think we could do with some new turf put down here. I'm coming back down now. Some lovely birds singing, if you can hear. Grass all over my shoes now. She's swept the patio. That's the doormat. Beginning it's cold. I was going to walk to the post box with my friend's card, but... You coming in, Lammy? Oh, my pickies. What? Ronan? Yeah. Lammy, come on. He's in the kitchen, he's winding me up. Come on, in you come. Quick. Let's see if Pinky's in her cupboard. I'm really worried, I haven't seen all day. She doesn't like the Hoover and the lawnmower. She's in here. Pink! Well, she isn't. Didn't think she was. I haven't seen her all day. Well, she's a bit worrying, actually. Pinky! That's Chantelle. Your name's not Pinky, Fatty. What? Rototota! Pinky! He's very worrying when she disappears. Don't think she went upstairs. Where?
What?
Where are you?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know where that thing is? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Right now. It's hot in here and it's cold outside. Now, where's this card? Where did I put it? Is it up here? Right, I'm heading off to the post box. If I'm not back in 20 minutes, you better send out a search party. Okay?
I'm sure you can't get lost.
I know. Certainly can't get lost. Sit. Good boy. Come on. I'm not taking my... No, he's not, is he? I'm not taking my key, so I'm leaving the door unlocked. So... We will see how we get on, don't we, Niall? Come here, sit. It's hot in there, whew, but it's not going to be hot out. Good boy. Now, I've got a card in my hand. I don't want to put it in my bag because I don't want it to get bent. Stand up. All right. Keep still now, keep still. Good boy. Come here. If you hear a sloshing sound, it's not my stomach, I promise. Sit. It's, come. Lloyd forgot to get the oil for the door. It's, a bottle of water. Okay. Come here. Sit. Sorry about the wind as well. Sit. Good boy. Okay. Forward. Off we go. Straight on. He went to run then. He's so excited to be out working. Went to set off at a run. Good boy. Forward. Straight to the curb. Good boy. Forward. Steady. Straight. I'm indicating with my letter. Well, it's a card. Good boy. There's a good boy. It's a lovely evening. It's not sunny now, but it's just pleasant. Straight and a bit windy. Good boy. Forward. Connor and Rosie are on their way home, so I might even meet them. Well, they'll probably get the bus from the station. Good boy. I hope he's not going to mess me about finding the post box because he gets confused because there's a bench near there and he tries to take me to the bench. Good boy, straight to the crossing. Good boy. Left. That driver probably thinks I'm mad spinning around on the spot. Good boy. Thank you. This is the road that at night is very quiet and usually is noisier than this. Straight, good boy. He's such a good dog. Even after not going out to work for ages, he just still remembers what to do. Good boy. Forward. That's the entrance to the school that you can always hear. Well, the kids from the school. We're nearly there now. That's how quick it is. That water's going boop, boop. He's not going to want to come back. That's the trouble. Now I've got to get him to find this wretched post box. Good boy. Back. Find the post box. Where's the post box? He's going to take me to the bench. He did. Good boy. Where's the post box? Where is it? I feel a right idiot. Find it. It's embarrassing. Good boy. Find the post box. Yes, we know you can find the bench. Good boy. Okay. I should have brought my stick. And then I could have dropped the harness. You sat at the edge of the grass. Okay, I'm going to drop the handle. Because I don't want to get him confused. Let's see if I can find it. It's really embarrassing when you can't find... That's not it. That's a road sign or something. Oh, don't tell me I've come all the way down here and I can't find the post box. Maybe it's gone. Okay. This is embarrassing. Niall. Oh, we got it. Here it is. I make him look in the wrong place. I always think it's much nearer the road than it is. Look, what's this? Look. Look. Good boy. Good boy. Yay. Whee, look. Rather than give him a treat, I just get him a bit excited. There, he's sat in front of it. Here it goes. You can all hear it go now when the traffic's quiet. There we go. Good boy, you did well. I think I just need to, because I tend to go to the curb and then come back, because I don't want him to find it every time. So, sorry, I'm just adjusting the sleeve on his lead. Sit. Good boy, Niall. Next time we come out, I'll forward. Oh, he's going back willingly. Good boy. My hair's blown everywhere. Next time we'll go a bit further. Good boy. Yeah, I always look for it in the wrong place. I'll get him to look for it in the wrong place. It's right on the edge of the grass. You don't need to go onto it. Good boy. Right up to the curb. That's it. Good boy. Forward. That's the school. On the return. You're a good boy. Yes, you are. You're a good boy. Straight on. That's it. He hesitated. He's not quite as eager going back because, you know, he was so happy to come out. Come on. He was hesitating to go to the zebra crossing, but we're not going that way today. Good boy. Good boy. Yay. If he ever slows down, you just have to go like that. Straight on. Straight to the curb. I'm on the corner of my road now. Good boy. Well done. Right. I'm turning into my road. Now we're right facing the wind. Sorry about that. There's not really much I can do. Good boy. Good boy. He's wagging his tail. He's hitting me around the leg. Good boy. to the curb. Ah, oh, I shouldn't be puffed out after such a short walk, should I? Ah, oh, mind you, we're walking faster than I'm used to walking anymore. Forward. I'm out of whack, put it like that. Good boy. You're slow, going slowly now. But that's fine. Good boy, he's going slow on the approach to the curb. He's indenting. Good boy. There, forward and straight. That's it, over. That's it, step up. Very well done, good boy. Forward. Now we're on the drive. Straight to the door. Up to the door. Yay! Good boy! He's looking for a treat and I haven't got one. He said, you miller old cow. Good boy. In you come. Go on then. There you go. Good boy. Did really well. Excellent. You did excellently well. I didn't do bad either, really, considering the odds. Okay, come here. Sit. Good boy. In you go. Hello, Larry. Don't bite me. I've only got a very thin dress on, that cheesecloth. Now, someone left a... Oh, there we go, I'm home. Oh well. I'm more puffed out than I need to be. But it's a question of practice, I think. A question of doing it more often. I mean, if I walked there with Obi, I wouldn't be in the least bit puffed out, but Obi walks slow. Okay, I'm going to get a drink. I think I'll have some spring water. I'll get a drink of spring water. Sparkling spring water. Hope you're all having a good day. I hope there wasn't too much wind and rustling on that part of the recording. I'm sorry if there was. But I don't know how I walked to Colton Parade and back. I must have been fitter than I was. I mean, fitter then than I am now. This probably isn't difficult, actually, but... Alright, I don't know what flavour this is. Raspberry and something, white grape. Lammy. Okay, let's sit down. I think I'll pause this now, so I'll upload it and I'll speak to you all again tomorrow when it will be day 25. Where's the time going? I'm not going to unlock it first.